Welcome into a special edition of the Future Sox podcast. My name is Elijah Evans, and I am lucky to be joined today by White Sox 2023 draft pick Caden Connor. Caden is happy to have you here, and welcome on to the show, first of all.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Looking forward to it.
Appreciate you, man. We're excited to kind of talk a little bit about everything going on with you this season, Kannapolis. We've been talking a lot on the show about the Kannapolis roster, a lot of guys from your draft class, a lot of international guys coming up now. So it's a really fun roster that we've had a good time watching so far this season. But before we dive into everything going on right now in Kannapolis, let's talk a little bit about your kind of background and your progress over the past few years. So you went to Cal State Fullerton, and you kind of played there in college and then were drafted in the 19th round by the White Sox last year. Can you tell me a little bit about your experience at Fullerton and kind of how that laid the foundation for you being a draft pick by the White Sox?
Yeah. Growing up in Orange County, went to a lot of Titan games growing up. So at the time when Coach Vanderhook was the coach there, the opportunity to go there, I couldn't beat the chance to do it. So went there. It was a great 4 years playing under Coach Vanderhook and Coach Dietrich. And after my third year, had a couple interests of going, but I thought with the rich tradition that we had and the poor years that the team success that we had when I was there, I thought I needed to go back, a little unfinished business. And we had a great season last year, left the program in the right direction, and then was grateful to get picked up by the White Sox and be a part of a great organization. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool. So it's cool you got to play for, you know, in the same kind of region of the country that you grew up playing in and watching games at, right? What was the experience like for you going into the draft? You know, you said you ended up staying there for your fourth year, right? Going into the draft, what was kind of that lead up process like and just the anticipation of going into the draft, but not necessarily knowing exactly where you were going to go? And when did you have an idea of what was going to happen in the draft?
Yeah, I had a couple meetings with teams and area scouts from California, and then I had a couple workouts down in SoCal with different organizations, and I had my agency and I, we had a feeling like day two or three was what we're looking for, and then the right opportunity came, and I had a really good meeting with Mike Baker, the SoCal scout, and there was just something about our conversation that we had that I just had a gut feeling when my agent called me that I was going to be heading to them, and I'm super glad that everything worked out.
Yeah, that's awesome. When you were going into that process and once you got drafted by the White Sox, what was it like kind of the initial, I know there was mini camps and everything. What was like the initial process of getting to know your draft class? You know, I've talked to a lot of guys in the 2023 class, and it seems like a pretty tight group and a bunch of guys that really get along with each other. So what was that initial process of getting to know everybody in your draft class?
Yeah, well, we came out to Kannapolis for a week draft camp, and honestly, from the beginning, we all of us played against each other or played with each other. It was just a really tight group, and we all kind of pulled for each other. And so we did that, and then we were in Arizona for 3 months for instructional league, and it was just a lot of fun. We played the game very hard, and Sis, the field coordinator, really set the idea of what White Sox baseball should be and how we should be playing, and all the coordinators kind of laid out the foundation of how we need to be. And I feel like the group that from the 23 class does that in the right way. So yeah.
Yeah, that's great. When you're kind of, you know, obviously you work hard in off season when you're in college and you've done that your whole life playing baseball, but what is it like going into your first off season of being, you know, a professional, right? Like it goes from that trying to compete, trying to get drafted. Then once you're drafted, it was like this off season's like, hey, I'm preparing for a full affiliate season of baseball, right? So what was this off season kind of process like for you?
I mean, you got to look at it as like, it's work, right? It's like my life now. So you're grinding 6-7 days a week. You're trying to find the right people that will get you to that next step and keep you on the field for the 132 games that we play. So yeah, it was just every day, continue to try to get better and work on things that you need to work on. And yeah, I really enjoyed it. The first off season, it was a lot of fun. Yeah.
Yeah. And then heading into this season, going into spring training, right? Obviously, you were in minor league spring training, and I was there for a little while. And the scene at spring training is just such a unique experience because you've got the entire organization in one place, like working together. What were some of the moments and takeaways you had from being around some of the big league guys or just in general, all the other guys that you were working with in minor league camp?
Yeah, I just think all the new guys you get to meet, the guys that have been there, just like picking their brain, trying to see what works for them and how they go after things. And you know, the continued thing that you just keep on hearing is like, it's a long, long season. So you gotta stay the course the whole way. One bad game is not going to cost your season. So, I mean, you kind of just have to stay positive and just stay healthy and stay on the field, because you can't produce if you're not on the field. So, just taking care of your body was probably the most important thing that, we were told and what other guys have said. So,
yeah, it's a good way to set yourself up for a long season, obviously, ahead of you. In terms of, you know, the baseball aspect of things, was there anything in, whether it was offseason, spring training, whatever, that you were working on in terms of your swing, your defense, any adjustments you were making into your game before the season?
Yeah, I think definitely I try to get more physical in the weight room. I worked out at a facility in Irvine called Pro Code with Scott Prochazka, and he really, really took me to the next level. I gained 15 pounds of muscle during the offseason. Just because the positions I play of a corner outfield and first base, I feel like I need to get a little bit bigger. And you look at those big leaguers, they're not small dudes. So definitely taking advantage of the home cooked meals and the great facilities down in SoCal for sure.
Yeah, that makes perfect
sense.
That's
what I was focusing on. Yeah.
I talked to a lot of guys, I feel like, who added, you know, a big emphasis was adding muscle, right? So that's a huge thing for you. And like you said, you're at a position where you're trying to tap into that power. And as you continue to grow with the organization, that's definitely something you want to see. So going into this season, right, like you're off to a hot start, man. This has been really impressive. That's why it's kind of, you've popped up, you know, an 809 OPS this season, 295 batting average, 15 walks, just a lot of good things that we've seen from you so far this season. What has been working well for you? And what are you kind of still taking away from this first month of games in Canny?
Yeah, I just think timing, just every at bat, just trying to be on time. I think for me, I know I can, hitting is one of my strong suits. So I think just trying to get on base, trying to do what the game tells me to do is been working for me so far. The first week I kind of had some bad luck and I didn't have the success I wanted. But after that, the last 3 weeks, I've been really feeling comfortable with, you know, playing for Pat Leland has been amazing. He is one of the best managers, head coaches I've ever played for. And all the coaching staff has been awesome. It's really easy to play for a guy like that. So that's been really helpful. And just like when you have guys on your team like that are always on base, like Nishida, Galani, Eddie, I mean, it's pretty easy to hit when you have guys like that. So yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. We've heard nothing but good things about Leland, and from talking with him, we always talk about how great he is, especially with the guys in Canny, right? And then, like you just mentioned, right, is that kind of a cool experience? I don't think a lot of guys have the experience of like the top four in a lineup being your entire draft class guys, right? Like all dudes that were college guys, you played against them, you're now in the lineup with them. What's that been like having, you know, Galani, Nishida, Park, and some of those other guys from your class in your lineup with you right now?
Yeah, I think just they know the game of baseball, right? I mean, I think our class is just really, it's three guys that have played in college for 3 or 4 years, and they really know how to play the game the right way. And the new kids, like the Latins, they're hella baseball players as well. Like, we got a lot of talent in our organization, and it's been a lot of fun, like, just showing up to the field. Like, we were talking about the other day, like, people say it's a grind, but, like, great time. And we had a little scuffle last week, but we feel like we're going to be just fine. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's great to hear. I think there's a ton of talent in the organization, and we keep hearing about, you know, the depth of talent, right? At each level, there's guys that are performing and guys that are working really hard right now, which is great to see. In terms of the, you know, what you're facing in Kannapolis, right? Like last year you played in the Complex League in Arizona, but you haven't, this was your first season in affiliated ball, right? What is the difference in the pitching you're seeing in comparison to kind of what you saw at Fullerton? Do you think it's kind of in a similar level? Is there just a variation more in the single A level?
Yeah, I think the variation is different, because I feel like a lot of the teams will have their college guys that are more polished and with command and all that stuff. And you have the guys with the high velo and sometimes be sporadic, but it's effective that way. You know, with our rotation with Gordon, Keener, Peppers, all those guys that played college for 3 years at a high level, you know what you're getting into there. So I think the difference between now and I'd say college is just the velo and the metrics and all that stuff is different with the high fastball and the high spin rate, and guys are throwing harder. So that's the difference I've seen so far.
Yeah, that makes sense. Definitely the velo ticks up, but you also have, you know, such a wide range of players and single A ball, especially, right? Because you've got, like you said, the college guys, you know, guys like Keener who played Wake Forest, right? That's like high level experience. And then you've also got a guy like, you know, Aldrin Batista, who's, you know, international guy who's younger than most
electric.
Of the guys on your team. So, yeah, what do you like what you've seen from Batista? We're big fans of him, too.
Oh, he's gross, let me tell you. Yeah. That guy, I mean, he's jumping at the hitter. It's 95 from the side. That's just, it explodes out of his hand. So
yeah,
I think all of our pitchers have done a great job.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's cool to hear for sure. Is there anything in terms of your just kind of plate approach that when you have that upped velo, right, and those metrics and guys that are spinning things that you haven't quite seen to the level of what you saw in college, right? Is there anything you're doing differently in terms of the way you approach at bats?
Yeah, I think just, it sounds corny, but like just starting early, I'd rather be early than late. So with my timing, I just want to be early in every at bat. And just really knowing the pitcher and what they're good at and what they do. Our hitting coach, Charlie's awesome. And we're prepared when we get up to the box. So I think it's just depending on the pitcher and the scenario and what's going on. It changes from at bat to at bat.
Yeah, that makes sense. Defensively, I know Jeff talked to you about this a little bit, my co-host, but as you are, you're playing some corner outfield, some first base. How do you feel that versatility helps you? And do you feel like you're kind of equally comfortable, whether it's left field, right field, or first right now?
Yeah, I think the versatility, I've always been able to do that. So I think that'll help me just because if I'm stuck to one position, it kind of hurts me as a left-hander. So I think it's important for me to play multiple positions. And then what was the second part? Yes.
No, I was just saying, do you feel equally comfortable at each of those positions right now? Which it sounds like.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, 100%.
That's great. Off the field a little bit, I always like to talk to guys about this because, you know, for us, right, it's a part of what we do is really trying to get fans to just to know players and to know prospects in the system beyond just what they see on the baseball field. Is there anything that you do outside of baseball that just big hobbies of yours or things you love doing that you're passionate about?
Yeah, I love to golf. I didn't get to bring my clubs out here, but back home I go golfing with my buddies and my dad a lot. So that's definitely one of my go-to off the field. And then obviously from Southern California, the beach. I mean, can't beat that. So yeah.
Yeah, definitely hard to beat. You a surfer or no?
No.
Yeah, me neither. Never got into it, but yeah. You know, it's fun. Seems fun. The beach is great though, regardless.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Anybody else kind of from that? I know you mentioned a lot of guys, but are there anybody else on that Canny roster that you just, whether you didn't know them going into the season or didn't know them well, that's kind of impressed you so far in this first month of the year?
Man,
don't want to put you on the spot too much. You already
yeah,
have
no, I'm just, I got to think. I think hitter wise, a guy that will, he's an injury a bit. Mikey Kane, another baseball player that's really good. Got off to a slow start, but he's battling back from a little back injury he suffered. I think he's another baseball player, like I said, like Nishida, really smart, Oregon State. And then pitcher-wise, I think Nick Altermat's been pitching really well. He's been hurt, I know that, and I didn't know him before this season. And Drew McDaniel has been throwing the ball really well as well. So,
yeah, that whole rotation has been very impressive out of the gate so far. Yeah.
That it's fun. It's fun when zero runs. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that makes it easy on the offense, right? A little less pressure when zero's on the other side of the ball.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. Is there anybody you, this is another, just going back to kind of your life and track record. Was there anybody when you were growing up watching baseball that you really kind of envied as a player or just people you look up to, modeled your game after in any way?
Yeah, I mean, growing up in Orange County, diehard Angel fan. I mean, Mike Trout has been always my hero or guy I looked up to just because he plays the game the right way and just always super consistent and all that. And then just, I mean, he's a superstar, right? I mean, you got to shoot for the stars, right? So, I mean, he's someone I definitely looked up to growing up.
Yeah, 100%. That makes perfect sense. Growing up in that area, it's probably hard not to love trout, right? Anything that you kind of just looking forward to the rest of the season, right? Like you're in Canny now. Who knows where then the rest of the season will take you? Is there any big goals you have just for yourself mentally or on the field for the rest of this 2024 season?
Just to continue to control what I can control. Just play hard every game and try to win as many games as possible, and just kind of set that mindset for all of us and the whole organization. Like, we care about winning, and that's what the coordinators tell us all. And that's what we go out to do, is just try to win as many games as possible. So play meaningful baseball is what my goal is this year.
That's great. We really appreciate you coming on, Caden. That's all I got. Thank you so much for joining the show.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for having me.